Hey, hello, and welcome to the fourth episode of Beating the System with Kevin Sue. If you're unfamiliar with the show, this is the show where I teach you how to beat the system and get free stuff. Today, I'm going to be talking about 7-Eleven. If you don't know what 7-Eleven is, it is an international chain of convenience stores. There's roughly 69,000 of them in over 17 countries. So, the first thing you can do with 7-Eleven is sign up for an account through their app. The app is called 7Rewards, as long as they haven't changed it at least. And all you need is a unique phone number and a unique email. Now, there's two things we can do here, because we're going to be repeating this, remember? Where you can use 10-Minute Mail, which is a website, there are several of them, where you get to make a disposable email address that will self-destruct within 10 minutes of use. You can always reset the timer if necessary. This is free, and it's worked very well for me. I can send, receive, forward. I can do anything I do with a normal email on there. For the phone, it's a little bit more difficult. All you need to do is be able to receive an SMS message, but a lot of the services on the internet don't work as well. What I typically do is get a virtual number from Google, like with Google Voice, and then I just dispose of it once I'm done. After I sign up with the account with the phone number and the email, then you will have one unique account, which automatically comes preloaded with 800 points. You have not made a single purchase, no money down, no credit cards, no debit cards to sign up, and you already have one free cookie or donut or granola bar, pizza slice, wings, drinks like a Big Gulp, coffee, and Slurpee. So many different possibilities, which is why I think this is the big mother of all the free stuff when you sign up for apps. So once you do this, all you have to do is just pick whatever you want, redeem your points for it, go to the 7-Eleven. I typically go to different 7-Elevens because I do this more than once. And then redeem your free reward, and you won't need to make any purchase outside of this. No outside purchase required. And then, boom, you got your free item. This can be done as many times as you want. As many times as you're comfortable with is what I'd put it at. Occasionally, through the app, there are promotions. They're pretty irregular, where you do minor tasks like play games. You should promote a movie, sometimes TV shows, and you just win free stuff within it. Like a free pizza slice, or six wings, or free coffee, many other things that I've won in the past. Another promotion I'm sure you're probably familiar with is the free Slurpee on 7-Eleven Day, which is on July 11th. And you come in, you don't need to make any purchase, you just pick up the free small Slurpee cup. They sell out pretty quickly, so you should probably get there early if you want to be able to get this. You fill it up, and then you go. No purchase required there either. You just get your free drink. If you actually plan on spending money, something I wouldn't do, and you're actually going to make real purchases, like actual purchases, then it is a good idea to use the 7Rewards app. Now, if you're going to do more than one purchase, then I'd recommend using the same account for those purchases. Make sure you get all the points you deserve. Because after you earn enough points, I believe it's 10 points for every dollar you spend, you get the free stuff, just like you did when you signed up for the app. Also, if you purchase 6 drinks at full price, so it doesn't count for the free drinks that I gave you, you get a free drink any size that comes after that, which is either a Big Gulp, Double Gulp, coffee, or a Slurpee if you wish. This concludes the fourth episode of Beating the System with Kevin Sue. I hope you learned some good tricks that you're going to use on your next visit to a 7-Eleven convenience store. Not sponsored by 7-Eleven.